sponsored by the U.S. Water Alliance, and it organizes a group of municipal leaders from across the country that are pursuing innovative technologies to really bring in a paradigm shift of the use of green infrastructure and resource recovery. And one of the things the Metropolitan Sewer District of Greater Cincinnati has been modeled as one of the national leaders, and so we were asked to host this year's conference.
Yes, can you talk about some of the initiatives that you have undertaken here to try to divert some of that water away from the combined flow sewer system, which I know is under EPA orders to fix?
Yes, as a part of the EPA order here in Cincinnati and Hamilton County, we have been using various sustainable stormwater controls such as rain gardens, green roofs, pervious pavement, and other wet weather strategies to reduce the volume from entering into the system. And most recently, one of our larger projects is proposing to use more separation, taking stormwater out of the system, putting in detention basins, wetlands, and actually doing sort of a urban waterway, bringing the former water that used to be 100 years ago that was buried by pipes, bringing that waterway back to the surface and using that to convey stormwater so that it doesn't have to be piped and pumped and treated at our wastewater treatment plant.
And is this system working well?
The solutions that we are working very well, and across the country it is really gaining momentum, and that's what the Urban Water Sustainability Leadership Conference is all about. Last year, Cincinnati, we were one of the spotlight cities at this conference in Milwaukee. This year, we have five new spotlight cities that are going to be coming to Cincinnati to talk about all of the different type of practices that they're using that are working in their communities, such as Cleveland, Ohio, Tucson, Arizona, Kansas City, Kansas.
I know that taxpayers in our area in Hamilton County have been warned that the fix for this system is going to be enormous, and there would be large tax increases. Are you confident that using these new methods will prevent that from happening and taking a lot of money out of the taxpayers' pockets?
Well, what we do know is that the use of sustainable solutions and sustainable infrastructure is significantly cheaper to remedy the mandates under the federal consent decree. And, for example, we predict that by using sustainable solutions with strategic storm sewer separation, that over the life of that consent decree, we can reduce the cost by almost $1 billion. And so that will allow us, even though rate increases will be necessary to fund the work, we can control those rate increases over time by using more innovative and sustainable solutions.
MSD Chief Tony Parrott says the U.S. EPA has approved the use of green infrastructure as part of the system's wet weather plan. Now, he says, the sewer district needs approval on individual projects. I'm Steve Hirschberg.